Now listen to part of a talk in a geology class.
Today we're going to discuss geysers and the interesting phenomenon of their uneven distribution around the world. First of all, let me tell you what a geyser is. A geyser is a type of natural hot spring, but it's a special kind of hot spring. A geyser is different from other hot springs because it erupts with steam and water from time to time. Between eruptions, a geyser looks just like any other calm, hot spring. One of the most famous geysers in the world is one called Old Faithful in Yellowstone National Park. This geyser is called Old Faithful because it erupts on quite a regular and predictable schedule. It erupts at regular intervals, about once every 77 minutes. Most geysers don't erupt on such a regular schedule. Most geysers are irregular geysers, which means that their eruptions can't be predicted. Even though Old Faithful is quite well known, it's not the largest geyser in the world, not by a long shot. Old Faithful is so famous because it erupts so regularly, and not because it's anywhere near the world's biggest. The interesting point that I'd like to discuss now is the rather unusual distribution of geysers around the world. There are approximately 700 active geysers in the world, and most of these 700 active geysers are found only in four areas of the world: Iceland, the northern island of New Zealand, the Kamchatka Peninsula off the east coast of Asia, and Yellowstone National Park in North America. The number of active geysers in Iceland and New Zealand has decreased to only a few, and there are around 200 active geysers on the Kamchatka Peninsula. Around 400 geysers are located in Yellowstone National Park, which means that more than half of the world's 700 geysers are located there.